Danielle Wilkerson, fresh off an appearance on Meet the Press to talk about her book, The Warmth of Other Suns, the epic story of America's Great Migration. But up next, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Inner Boy Workshop at the Portland Underground Grad School on Saturday, January 14th. Marking the first anniversary of David Bowie's death, they'll look at illuminating moments in his career for inspiration to break through creative blocks and make work that shatters convention. Bowie's intense energy flowed into any media available, from page to song, stage to film, to canvas. What source did he tap? Join them and find your inner Bowie. Again, that's Saturday, January 14th at Southeast Uplift, 3534 Southeast Main Street. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Turn on the thin white tube, throwing darts in lovers' eyes.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, January 5th, 2017, and you're listening to your community radio, your sanctuary radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. Great, you have two fantastic guests today. First up, LaDonna Allard is joining us. She is from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, and she has been a leader in the tradition of women leaders across all First Nations tribes. She has a lineage going back through earth and time and story. And she's going to bring that wisdom to us this morning to help understand what took place at Standing Rock and what it continues to unfold and continues to develop. This is a story, a storyline, and it really, for First Nations people, for Standing Rock Sioux, and for all the Lakota people, and indeed all First Nations everywhere, not just North America, this is a story that has no beginning. And unless we, of course, really have some sort of a meteoritic catastrophe, it would have no end. And LaDonna is the carrier of that story. We're going to try to keep on trying to reach her. We also have Michelle Seidelman. She is with the Sea Shepherd, and there has been an event up in Puget Sound. One of the oldest female orcas died, and there's no such thing as natural causes in the Puget Sound anymore. You die of, and this goes for all species, you die of some form of poisoning or possibly a mishap with a ship, or there are probably a great many other unnatural causes that I have omitted here. But orcas die for a lot of reasons. There also is a strange possibility that that few people have taken into account. But there is such a thing as a species, especially a very social species, when its numbers dwindle and its habitat, the only place it can live, where its habitat has been so ruined that is no longer recognizable to that species. The species will commit voluntary suicide. There is some documentation, can't say actually ample documentation, but there is reason to believe that this could be an instance of this type of group, a colony suicide. And that said, we're going to move right along because this is a day when the GOP has to confront what they have to make good on that huge check that Donald Trump wrote, the promise that there would be no more Affordable Care Act. And people, of course, who the members of the rabble are now beginning to consider the fact that Auntie Belly Jean might keel over sideways because of no medication, because of no care for diabetes, probably brought on by some of her own choices in life regarding menu selection. And there are the sudden realization that having caught the car, they're going to have to learn to drive the car in double quick fashion. So that said, there are questions on Capitol Hill today for Republicans. After all this time, all of the ranting and raving, the red-faced, flaming-head leader of the not-so-free world making this promise to people, proving again that they're not going to remember. They only understand the very simplest message possible, and that message has to be broken down. It has to be turned into a product. It has to be packaged in a manner that is enticing in a way and familiar in a way, but nonetheless, that message needs to be converted to a product. It needs to be packaged, and then it needs to be sold. We know that as Americans, we no longer are citizens, we are consumers. Our education system is no longer structured to provide the requirements of citizenship. It's only structured to provide the requirements of a shopper. In fact, they took the Affordable Care Act and they turned it into a shopping experience. They were shopping for now we could go on a shopping trip for different health plans, all of which are so obscure and complicated that people have no notion of what it is actually that they're buying, but nonetheless, again, another packaged product. In the case of Donald Trump, however, he created this product, get rid of Obamacare. He packaged it and he sold it to people who had very little understanding what that actually meant. In all probability, and this is just sheer guesswork on my part, based on observation, it's very likely that people who were screaming at the top of their lungs and waving signs, down with Obamacare and all that sort of thing, had no idea that the health care that they were currently receiving was Obamacare, and that they were screaming at the top of their lungs for the removal of the one thing that was propping up their own fragile health. I try very hard to imagine what goes on in the mind of the other, of people who are so unlike myself. And some of the conclusions seem specious, but only to a certain degree. And beyond that point, they seem quite plausible. And I do wonder how much of what the rabble Trump's followers, I've got to stop calling those poor people rabble. Let's think, what else? Mob. Okay, let's go with mob for a while. Then we'll go back to rabble. Okay, I don't know how much they understand of what they're hearing. I think they are buying a product. They are buying a concept which they do not understand, but which is has been presented to them in a format that they do understand. And that is what Donald Trump is so skillful at. So now, here they are, all sitting there. Trump's written this huge check, abolish Obamacare. Now they're going to try to pay. Now they're going to have to try to pay it. Somebody else will. Much of Donald Trump's rhetoric has put the GOP lawmakers in a bad corner because, of course, they're the ones that have to make good on it. And some of it, of course, makes no sense at all. Walls and so forth. And getting into the real thick of it, Obama's concept of the environment is only matters to him if he has a huge Trump sign on it. Grand Canyon, for example, would be the Trump Canyon. Yellowstone Park would be Trumplestone Park. And we could go crazy with that torture metaphor, but nonetheless, the environment is in for a rough 4 years. What's left of it may not even at that point be worth saving, I dare say. Of course it is, but it's going to be a tough call where to start to rebuild what will be destroyed in 4 years' time, much sooner in all likelihood. Joining us now is Michelle Seidelman. She is, of course, with one of those few environmental groups that actually does make good on a check that they write. They do what they say, and they do it hard. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for being with us. We've got another report from Puget Sound on the orcas. Do you want to let listeners know what's happened now?
Yes. Center for Whale Research, which is the group that has been identifying and monitoring the southern resident orcas that live off the coast of Washington, has reported that Granny is presumed dead. Granny is the leader of the JKNL pods that live and reside in the Salish Sea there. And she is, like I said, thought to be 105 and is the matriarch. And in the time where we're losing our southern resident orcas, she is their hope for survival. She's the one who carries the wisdom and the culture to lead them into places where hopefully they can find Chinook salmon and be able to survive. And unfortunately, 2 weeks prior to that, we did lose another one of our southern residents, Double Stuff. He was a 18-year-old orca, and really a devastating blow to the southern residents as well. So all in all, this year we lost 10 southern residents, including some unnamed calves, and we're down to 78 orcas. They're endangered on the endangered species list, and they're a spotlight species. And really the only way that we are going to be able to save the species is by breaching the lower floor of the Snake River Dam. And Obama actually has an opportunity to do this by executive order before he leaves. And we've been pushing and pushing him, and we still have our fingers crossed that this will happen. So everybody can call the White House and ask them to please breach the lower floor of the Snake River Dam to save not only our Chinook salmon and our salmon here in the Pacific Northwest, but also, you know, the lovely and beautiful species that are dependent on them, including these incredible orcas that live here. They really should be a national treasure.
And their numbers are dwindling in a really alarming way. Often said that when the habitat dies, the species dies.
Yes.
And what were some of the factors that contributed to these deaths recently among the orcas?
There are several contributing factors. One is, you know, there's a lot of increased boat traffic, and actually Kinder Morgan pipeline, which is a pipeline that will literally run through this pristine habitat, was just okayed by the Canadian government about 3 weeks ago. It will increase boat traffic by over 700% for these species that are struggling now to locate the limited food source. This will be a devastating impact. They locate through sound. They communicate through sound. And it's very devastating. Their biggest challenge, the biggest factor, is they're starving to death. And then on top of that, as they metabolize their blubber, because they're in starvation mode, all of the toxins, the PCBs, the pesticides, everything that is flowing now into that beautiful, used to be pristine environment, those toxins are stored in their blubber, and as they metabolize, they actually poison themselves to death.
So, that's a bad note to end on, but we are, in fact, at the end of the show. Do you want to just wrap this up for us? Have we any reason to believe that habitat might be restored for the orcas and the rest of that food chain in Puget Sound?
Yes, absolutely. No NEPA study needs to be done. We already had a study. We need to get these dams breached now.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show today, Michelle Seidelman with Sea Shepherd. Thank you so much. Let's briefly cruising through the weather. It's going to be in the 30s. This is going to persist. This has been, of course, Air Cascadia for Thursday, January 5th, 2017. Engineering for us today is Rock Bergeron. Thanks for that, Rock. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We turn our attention to a new law that was passed in December 23rd, when everybody else is somewhere out of town, that